All right. Today on the Tea Podcast, we have the bougie man, Ross Brown, founder of Bougie Bologna, in the studio today. We're going to be talking with him about Bougie Bologna, everything bougie. As you can see, we have our bouginess going on. We're going to be talking with him about all things bologna. It's 100% butthole free, so you're going to want to stay tuned and listen to this. It's going to be a great show, so y'all stick around and find out. So first off, I want to go ahead and get our presenting sponsor mentioned here, Chase Group Construction. They take the lead and become your one point of contact for the entire design build process. So if you're looking to build new or renovate, they are the local guys to go to. They have a diverse portfolio of projects that range from medical centers to popular restaurants and multi-unit shopping center developments. Check them out at chasegroupconstruction.com. You thank me later. You're going to love them. Chase is a great guy, and they're supporting us. And yeah, so check them out. And now let's go ahead and get the conversation started with the bougie man, bourgeois himself. How's it going, Mr. Bougie Man?
What you say there, Lafayette? I'm very excited to be here. Thanks for having me. We blowing this bougie up. I'm telling you. Y'all see me on Facebook. Y'all seeing me now. Look, we coming. This is a whole vibe.
Yeah, this is a vibe, man. And we have Bougie Bologna in the studio today, literally, actually in front of us.
Ooh, this will be the first time Ben gets to check out and put my meat in your mouth. Get this,
oh
get
my this God. Bougie Bologna.
Everybody out there talking about my meat, bro. I'm telling you, we taking over.
Everybody's talking about your meat.
Everybody. Look,
and your meat looks pretty meaty.
It's good. It's the good stuff. We ain't messing around. 100% butthole free. I'm telling you, we coming.
Dude, too funny. This is the bougiest thing I've ever seen in meat products in ever.
We changing the game. They are not ready for bougie man bourgeois.
Look, I told you, I don't even know if I'm ready, but let's go ahead and who is bougie man bourgeois? Like, how did you get started in Bougie Bologna? How did this all kind of just come about?
Ooh, man, that's a long story. But we got a lot of time to talk about it. Let's talk about it.
Yeah, we got some time.
Yeah, so this all started kind of as a joke, man. Like, for real. Like, I cook, you know, my Rockin' Whiskey Kitchen. Like, I'm known, my friends know me. I cook barbecue, like, you name it, briskets, whatever you want.
Okay.
Throw out the Magnet Light, I throw down. Shout out to my boy, the Cajun Ninja. I'm coming for you next. We're going to throw down.
Yeah, Cajun Ninja, if you're watching, man.
I can throw down a Magnet Light pot, too, now. And so this guy kind of started with that. I got a meat grinder, you know. I was doing smash burgers and grinding my own meat. And everybody's like, dude, make some sausage. You know, I was like, well, man, everybody's making sausage.
Yeah.
I can go down the road to Earl's or Champagne's and get some of the best fresh sausage there is. You know?
Yeah, but plenty of sausage around here. It's a hard market to get into.
You know, the bougie man ain't trying to compete with smoked sausage. Savas, Richard, shout out to all them people. I ain't trying to compete with that. Right? So I made some bologna. Right, so my wife, she likes bologna. No, she doesn't like bologna, but she likes spam, right?
I'm okay. Like, well, what's look, I've never eaten spam.
Oh, man. I like me some spam. So, like, I'll be smoking a brisket, and I throw a chub of bologna on there. Or I smoke some spam, just having fun. I like it, right? I like hot dogs.
Yeah.
So I had the idea. Hey, man, let me try to make some bologna. And so I made some, and I went down to a little dive bar where my little band plays at. And, man, everybody was freaking out about this bougie. I made two chubs. I smoked some bologna. Everybody freaking out. So I got my wheels turning, right? So that's when I came up with my logo for Bougie Bologna, 100% butthole free.
Right? Dude.
So my product is made from pork shoulder.
Okay. Right?
You can go look on YouTube and see how they make bologna. Man, it's some nasty stuff.
Yeah, so I got Wikipedia pulled up for bologna. And so essentially it's a sausage derived from the Italian Mortadello or mortadella
that's
area.
The OG. That's the real stuff. That's where you got the big chunks of pork fat. That's the real deal, right? But American bologna has just been...
American bologna is... I mean, if you look up the picture of American bologna, it is the most homogenized, single-color meat. And
you know, where we from down here, we like our meat, man.
Yeah, we like our meat.
We like this meat. And so this just blew up, man. So I was making it at my house. You know, I'd make a small batch. Went to a bigger batch. I was just messing with the recipe. And then, like, year two, I launched the website. We started selling this stuff. And then, watch out, bruh. Like, I was making 200 pounds at my house, just in my back. It was just crazy. So, like, I do a cook. I did pre-sales. I do it on a website. I was selling out in a couple of days. Oh, my God.
So when did you start this?
It was 2 years ago. Year one was R&D. Year two was like proof of concept, you know, and I had it because we was just selling out, right? So then year three was the new year in 24, right? And that's when we went to Como's down the road in Brobridge.
Yeah.
We spent about 6 months working on this recipe, working on our packaging, working on the whole thing, right, to where we could make a lot of this stuff. And the product is probably even better with them making it. We got it down. Like, this stuff is legit. It's crazy, dude. So, yeah, shout out to my bougie crew. That's what I call them. I'm about to make them all some shirts. I can't wait. Man, we're about to make a lot of bologna, cuz.
So it's crazy. I guess I want to know, what is the nexus, man? Like, okay, obviously bologna, U.S. bologna is, it's not good. It's a very mixed portion of all different types of portions of the meat, including buttholes, and yeah. Yours is 100% butthole free.
I mean, I like bologna, but ever since I started messing with this bougie, I can't go back. Once you go bougie, you ain't going back. I'm telling you, you're just not doing it, because once you have a taste of this product, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's
good.
Like, I haven't had one negative review yet.
Well, so tell me, how did it start? Like, I don't know if we got to that point of, like, were you sitting down on your recliner eating a bologna sandwich thinking, man, what am I eating? Or, like, how did the thought process, what was the thought process?
Well, like I said, it was kind of a joke for my wife. She didn't like bologna. I was like, well, I'm about to show you. We're about to do something. So I was just kind of a joke, you know?
But it was just a joke.
It was a joke.
And now it's not a joke.
Now I'm just telling bigger jokes. Yeah, like this, I'm having so much fun being the bougie man. Oh, if you see, go look it up. I'm on YouTube. We just did News 15 this week. See me on TV saying butthole free. I mean, we're just killing it. We're having so much fun with this. The marketing is so much fun. But at the same time, this product is legit. Everybody who tries it, every store I go to talking about it, they want it. Everybody wants the bougie man. That's what's coming next. I can't really discuss the deals I'm working. But wait till y'all see what happens next month. I mean, I'm just saying, just wait to see what happens. But we'll get into that. Tell you about where today can you go get the bougie? We around. You can find it right now.
Okay, so can you discuss where people can get it?
Yeah, let's talk about that.
Okay, so I want to try it in just a second here. But so for those that are listening early on, where can someone get the bougie bologna? Because I know there's a couple places in town that you can get it.
Oh, yeah.
And then we'll kind of go from there.
We blowing up. So we started at Broda's Burgers.
Okay.
Right. Post-Christmas, that was our first spot. His spot on Congress. And so now we have both Broda's Burgers locations. You can go there 7 days a week, get my bougie. You can get it on any menu item they got. Right. We got a deep-fried bologna burger. This is just ridiculous. We put the bologna in the deep fryer. Wait till you see this. It's just crazy. Anyway, I'm working on a secret menu over there. I don't know when that's coming out.
Okay.
We're going to see. That's a secret right now. So we have both Broda's Burgers, and then we had Fresh Pickens, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., 7 days a week.
How'd you get into Fresh Pickens, man?
Well, so, like, Como's is already over there. Shout out to Como's. They make my product. They make some awesome products, smoked sausage, boudin balls, all that good stuff. And it was pretty easy to get in with them, actually, once they had my product. So, I shopped there. You know, it's right down the road.
Yeah.
They support local ingredients. Shout out to Fresh Pickens. They in Baton Rouge, too. They support all kind of local vendors, right? They have a food festival coming up. I'll get the date here in a second. But we're going to be out there at the food festival coming up that month. They do it a big thing of a band playing. We have all their vendors out there. So, y'all come out. Come out to the bougie man.
Yeah. So we got a comment from Daisy Kern.
Oh.
She said, bustle.
They know. They know.
Bustle. They know. I like that.
They know.
You so bustling.
My bustle. So so that's my bougie bustle. That's one of my hashtags, right? Because that's what we're doing. We're bustling out here. So that is my bougie hustle. That's my baloney bougie hustle.
I love it.
That's what it is. It's all about branding. That's why I got the hat. I'm an icon. Wait till you see what I do. They ain't ready.
Yeah.
They ain't ready. I'm telling you.
All right.
So I got some more. So
yeah.
Shout out to Karchner's.
Okay, Karchner's.
They took me in. They see what I'm doing.
All locations or just the one in Scott?
So we in Scott.
Okay.
We in Krotz Springs.
Oh, nice, nice. The original.
The OG. I went there this week. I saw them making cracklings in the back room. I got some good video. Man, they doing it. They doing it for real. Like, that's the real deal. Like, the, oh, man. Shout out to Karchner's. I love their products. Their boudin is great. Fried ribs. You ever had a fried rib over there?
No.
Bruh, you messing up.
I am messing up.
But it's so good. So they got that. And then shout out to Karchner's. They just broke ground in Crowley.
Yeah.
They're going to kill it out there.
So that's, okay, Karchner's, you have Scott, you have Johnson Street in Lafayette. Yeah. So this would be their fourth location?
Yeah.
Yeah, wow.
Bro, when they moved in there to Scott, I was like, man, that takes some guts.
It takes some balls.
Because you're going right there down the road for Best Stop and all them for Billy's. And because, man, like, whoa.
But yeah,
whoa.
You're competing with, you know, the heavy hitters.
They are swamped all day,
yeah,
every day. They know what they do, and they got great customer service. They're killing it. So my people out there, go get you some.
So this is a random tangent thought, but what about bougie bologna boudin balls?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know, man.
You don't know?
I don't know. People ask me about some bougie boudin. I don't know. I'm pretty traditional when it comes to that stuff.
Okay. Okay.
But, that's kind of, I don't know. I kind of draw the line on that.
You think it's sacrilegious?
Yeah, in a way. But it is all pork. I mean, so boudin is made from pork shoulder. Like, it really wouldn't be a much difference.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's something we could try.
Well, what about a bougie bologna ball?
Well, so check this out. This is just the beginning.
Yeah, right.
Just the beginning. So just to talk about my product a little more, so we know we could get it. Like I said, Fresh Pickings, Karchner's. I'm waiting on Johnson Street. So my people out there, my bougie people, next time y'all go to Johnson Street, walk in and say, hey, where's my bougie bologna? Y'all tell them that. I'm telling you. I want to set up on a Saturday across from the farmer's market.
Yeah, yeah.
At Market Park, y'all, right? Y'all come see me.
Yeah.
Right? Because they're real picky who they want to bring in, you know?
Right.
But
right.
I'm hoping what's about to happen, they're going to be hitting me up soon.
Okay.
We're going to see what's happening. You know, I don't know. I'm just saying.
All right. So
that's where we at.
I gotta try this before too late here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Try you some of my meat, bro. Try you that.
Let me grab you a little small piece first.
Yeah. So let's talk about my products. So what I brought today is my bougie bites.
Mm-hmm.
I take the ends of the chubs and I dice that, right? So you could put that in anything, bro. You put that in some eggs. You put that in some gumbo. You put that some beans.
Ew, that is good.
It is so good. Like, I'm telling y'all. I'm telling y'all.
Okay.
So I also have my spicy jalapeno. I got big chunks of pickled jalapeno in there. Up the red pepper. It's spicy, but it's just good. It's not okay, super man, hot.
And I got to go in for another one.
Yeah, get you some. And then I got a breakfast sausage that I put steamed syrup in it. It's just crazy good. And then I do, so next up, we're doing a pepper jelly bologna. We're about to do
pepper jelly.
Yeah.
Who's the pepper jelly? Is it your own or is it somebody local?
So Noni's.
Okay, good.
Shout out to him. I really like that guy. I like what he's doing. He's right down the road, local.
Yeah, and him and his wife. Yeah.
We just launched at Pizza Artista. That's coming.
Wow, God, you're going in all kind of places.
Bro, they ain't ready for me. I'm telling you. I keep telling y'all, and now y'all starting to listen. I'm telling you. So we had Pizza Artista. Very soon, Pizza Amore and Cancro. We're going to be putting that bougie on that pizza. They about to put Noonie's pepper jelly on their pizza. I'm about to make a pepper jelly bologna. Bruh, this is banging. So I got my burger joint. That's Brodus.
Yeah.
Shout out to Sean. He's always been in my corner since day one. We got Pizza Artista. Shout out to Kirk Miller and the crew out there. Mr. Emily, the manager over there in Caracol. I love them. They're great people. And I went over there. We made some bougie pizzas. Bro, they got this ghost pepper mozzarella over there. It's just crazy good. So we're going to be making calzones and all kind of stuff. So,
okay. Ooh. So
there's a lot. What you got?
Now I got a question of, what is bologna made of? You said pork shoulder. Well, what else is in bologna? I looked it up on the Wikipedia.
My bologna is made from pork shoulder.
Okay.
This is the only bologna made from pork shoulder. Maybe up north with some Lebanon bologna and stuff. That's like beef that is sweet bologna. But ain't nobody out here making premium butthole-free bologna except the bougie man. The bougie man, the only one. So if you want to know what's in real bologna, like, go look up how it's made. It's like 70% mechanically separated chicken and all the byproducts. The stuff they can't sell. They just grind that up into a meat paste.
But why bologna, though? Poor bologna.
Man, we're killing it. We're changing the game. Like I said, I'm not trying to compete with smoked sausage. Like, we're changing the game. I come in here with a whole new product. My biggest problem now is educating the customer. And that's what I'm here to do today.
Okay. So that's what I want to know is what. So you got pork shoulder. What goes into the. I know you probably don't want to list everything. But, like, is there
No.
Well, vegetables, is there?
So I got a list of ingredients on my package.
Okay.
Right? This is pretty clean stuff. I mean, yeah, we got some MSG. I'm going to come out with a low-sodium version. We're going to do a Cajun smoked turkey for people who don't want MSG. I get it. But most people are eating hot dogs. Ain't worried about MSG, I tell you that.
Dude, MSG, Chick-fil-A has got MSG.
Exactly. It's got a bad rap. They don't understand that MSG is actually more healthier for you than loading it up with salt.
Mm-hmm. Right?
So any kind of smoked meat is going to have a nitrate because that's the only way. If you smoke meat, you got to put nitrates because you smoke it at a low temperature. And you can't let botulism take over, right? So it's going to have nitrates, right? But it's just enough. So I have a list of ingredients. Next, I'm going to have my nutrition facts. I'm working on all that. It's just a process. You know, I'm getting there. But I'm just educating the customer because when I go to somebody, I'm like, hey, you like bologna? It's always an interesting conversation.
Yeah,
like,
typically most people have eaten bologna at some point, fried bologna sandwiches. I mean, that's a staple in a family that is... Yeah,
I grew up eating bologna.
So
when I ask people if they like bologna, like, it's either like, ooh, I don't like bologna. But and then I say, hey, do you eat a hot dog? And they're like, yeah. Well, what's your problem? Like, it's the same
virtually
thing.
Virtually the same thing, yeah.
You know it's the same thing. And then, or they're like, hell yeah, I like bologna. You got some? And that's when I got them. But the other category of people is, you know, they grew up eating bologna, and it was hard times, and they don't eat bologna no more. So I'm trying to tell you, I need to try this product.
Yeah, it's a struggle food typically in the past.
And that's what I'm doing. I'm taking these low-class food stuff that I grew up eating, and we making them bougie.
You churching them up, bougieing
them out.
We bringing
bougie back. I'm telling you, bro, we about to make some bougie. Pull boys, we coming. I'm about
Dude,
to have a food truck, bro. We blowing up. I'm telling you, we blowing up.
I think it's so cool. I told my business partner about it last week, and I told him that I'm having you coming on, and he never heard about you. He invests in different businesses and startups.
Hey, holla. I need some money.
And I told him about bougie bologna, and he perked his ears up, and I said...
It's catchy, ain't it?
Once I said it's catchy, 100% it? Butthole free,
right?
He started laughing.
Everybody. From 2 years old to 80 years old. I tell that to somebody, they laugh. If they have a decent sense of humor, they understand what I'm doing. So 70% of my customers honestly don't even eat bologna, right? But once they finally tried this bologna, they figured out what this bougie about. Now they bougie. We bringing bougie back. We changing the game.
So you got JP Boudreaux.
Oh, my boy.
Said my ball.
My ball JP.
Yeah, yeah. And then he also said, I put those bites in everything.
Bruh, I'm telling you. So if you go on my website, bougiebologna.com, check me out. I got all that information. It have all kind of recipes on what you could do with this. I got all kind of awesome recipes. I mean, a bougie Wellington the other day, it was just ridiculous.
A bougie Wellington?
Yeah,
dude.
You know what I'm talking about? Like a beef Wellington?
Yeah, yeah.
I made a bougie Wellington. They ain't ready. So I'm about to make me a bologna cake. You ever heard of that?
A bologna cake?
Yeah.
Dude,
so you take like bologna. It looked like a daubage cake, right? So it's like a bunch of layers of a bougie on there. And you've put that with some mayo and some cream cheese and some ranch dressing. And it looks like a cake.
Okay.
Like you decorate it like a cake.
I'm putting website on
some
here
cheese whiz. Oh yeah, so bougiebologna.com. Go check me out. We got all kind of recipes on what my products are, what's in it, the shelf life, and all that good stuff. I'm trying to update as much as I can, but man, people ain't ready, bro.
Yeah.
So like, I can't talk about what's coming next month. I don't want to put no gree-gree on it, but I got some big stuff coming.
Okay.
Some all big right. stuff. When all people right. hear what I'm about to do, they gonna freak out because ain't nobody ever done nothing like this. Not around here.
No, right? Nobody's doing bougie bologna.
Ain't nobody making premium butthole-free bologna, I'm telling you. If you out there listening to it, and I get all these stupid answers about, oh, what you do with the buttholes, or even these people saying, oh, you took the butthole out, that's the best part. Man, what's wrong with you people?
No, dude.
What's wrong with you people?
If y'all are eating butt out there.
So as I say, when people ask me why I do this, I do this for the kids.
Yeah.
I see your son over there. Yep. I do it for the kids, man. I can't be having all these kids out here eating buttholes. The bougie man ain't having it. The bougie man is not having it.
Dude, I know you're 100% serious. It's just so funny.
They aren't ready. So all my friends this week been hitting me. Oh, man, you've been killing it. How'd you do this? Man, this has been playing for months.
That is awesome.
Now I got Como's making my product. Now we can roll. Like, they aren't ready for what I'm about to do. Wait till you see the commercials I'm about to make. Just wait and see. Like, this is unprecedented stuff.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
This is just crazy.
I'm down. You got Matt Como who just commented, it's bougie, baby.
That's right. That's the slogan. That's one of my slogans is bougie, baby.
Okay.
And the reason I say that is because when people try my bologna, the first thing they say is this don't take like taste like bologna. I said, yeah, it's bougie, baby. That's what it is. This ain't.
It does not taste like traditional, homogenized, store-bought, single color, red ring around bologna. It does not taste like that.
So that little fake red ring you peel off, that's just, they're trying to simulate the real deal. And I got the real deal, player. That red ring on my bougie, that red ring on there is smoke. We smoked this.
Yeah, you can eat that red ring.
It's smoked for 8 hours.
Yeah, like, I love it.
That is the real deal, man. So in my regular bougie, I got green onions. They got little specks of the green onion in there. And then my jalapeno, I got the jalapeno. Like I said, I'm going to do a pepper jelly. Man, I'm killing.
So is the Trinity inside the bougie, or is it just a few of it? Few pieces.
It was.
Okay.
When I was making it at home, I get that Zydeco chop chop.
Yep.
Shout out to them people. I really like their product. But when we went to commercial scale, it just wasn't feasible to do it.
Okay.
Right? But there's onion powder. We got garlic powder. The Trinity.
Yeah, all the good stuff.
It's all in there.
Yep.
It's just not in dry form. The only dry form Trinity, we got the green onion in there. Just to bougie it up a little bit.
Yeah.
But it's just enough for the color. Like, if you don't like green onion, it's just there for the color.
Right. You know. Well, I want to get my sponsors mentioned here. We are about that time. So... time to go mention our sponsors. I'm going to go ahead and tell you about the Music Academy of Acadiana. If you haven't heard about the Music Academy of Acadiana, they are a great local company. You can unleash your musical talent there. Whether you're old or young, you're talented, or you need some work, they teach all ages, all styles, in piano, guitar, voice, drums, violin, saxophone, flute, even audio production, kind of like creating podcasts and music albums, all that good stuff. They help you in that field. They have experienced instructors that cater to students.
They're awesome.
I know all talents. Yeah.
They're awesome.
Great group of guys. Oh, yeah. See, this They're is fantastic. Not an edited filler
We're
commercial.
We're live. We do.
We are live. But yeah, so graduates have excelled in college and major music competitions. They've appeared on TV shows like American Idol and The Voice, founded by UL Lafayette Music School graduate Tim Benson. He's also in a emo cover band called The Criers. So if you're ever out looking for a good time, look up The Criers on Google. It's a C-R-Y-E-R-S, or I think that's it. Or it might be a Z. It's something like that. It's very emo-esque, but they've won national recognition and consistently are voted as a top music school since 2016. Their goal is to make music lessons fun, educational, to help foster the next generation of musicians and creative thinkers. Check them out, their website, musicacademyacadiana.com. And I can't believe I did not pull up their logo, but that's their logo if you're watching, musicacademyacadiana.com. Check them out. Great group of guys. And yeah, so let's get back to the conversation
bougie,
here.
It's bougie, baby. I got to check out my radio voice. It's bougie, baby.
Bougie. I used to think, oh, I got a radio voice, but no, I quit trying to.
It's got
to
be you. You got to do your
thing. Yeah, I'm doing me. But let me tell you, I saw you on Chris Logan. Chris Logan has a radio voice.
I love that.
Like, it's just built in.
He's killing it. Like, every day he talks about my product and he understands the vision.
Yeah.
He understands what we do. Like, people ain't ready. So, soon we're about to run an ad on K-Ball, bro. I'm telling you.
Oh, yeah, K-Ball.
Bro.
So, OG.
I got to go over there the other day and meet him in person and talk about the bougie. And so you're going to hear me on K-Ball. You're going to hear this ad we're going to make on K-Ball. It's going to be ridiculous. To hear Todd Artigo say, butthole free, babe. Oh, we're going to kill it. We're going to kill it. I'm telling you. So in a few weeks, very soon, we're going to be launching into some grocery stores. Right? I got fresh pickage right now. You can go get it. But we're going to be in some commercial grocery stores where you get your groceries. If you don't see my bougie at your grocery store, ask the meat department, hey, say, what's up with this bougie bologna? What's up with that?
Ask about it.
Tell them to holler to the bougie man. We'll see what we could do.
All right.
But they're not ready for where I'm going to be launching next month.
All right. So you kind of hinted.
I won't put no gree-gree on it, but my people out in Youngsville, I'm coming. I'm just saying. Y'all been asking me. I'm coming.
All right.
We're going to Cairn Crow. We're going some places.
I live in Cairn Crow.
I know.
So yeah.
I know Pizza Amore. I want to be down the road.
When
people try my product, I'm going to go to the store and buy you a pack.
All right.
And if you're scared to try, oh, I don't like bologna, then you're messing up. I'm telling you. The more this goes on, you're going to be hearing bougie bologna. You're going to see it in the store and eventually be like, man, let me give it a shot. And I know what's going to happen when you try it.
So
we're changing the game.
Chris Logan just commented, "Hey, ball."
Hey, my ball.
Or balls. He with balls with an S.
Oh yeah.
And bro. Then
they not ready for me. I'm telling you.
We got Matthew Hoye with
that's my boy.
The fire.
They all helped me come up from the start. They was buying all the bougie I had, man.
Dude, I love it. I love the support coming up there.
There's so many people in my corner fighting for me, rooting for me. I'm trying to get out my day job, man. I'm trying to get out.
All right. The bougie man bourgeois trying to get out of his day job. Look, I think anybody who aspires to do anything great is trying to get out of their day job.
Oh, it's growing legs. This is happening so fast. My head is spinning. People want my bougie. I get calls every day.
People want your meat, right?
Yeah, they talking about it. As I say, look, ask me about my half chub. That's what
Dude,
I say.
I was just about to mention the sticker you have. Look, let me see if I can hold it up to the camera here.
That's my bougie boy. Ask me about my half chub. That's one of my slogans.
See, I think you can see it there. Yeah, ask me about my half chub.
Yeah.
So
ask me about my half chub.
What about your half chub?
Yeah, let's talk about it.
I don't know if I hate saying that or love it. It's crazy saying that.
Well, you wouldn't be the first person to talk about my meat. It's okay.
All right.
So, yeah, my half chub. So you can buy the product as a half chub, like the whole chub uncut. Right?
Okay.
So what you do?
So that's what it's called, because I saw on Wikipedia they call it a chub.
Yeah. So we smoke 5-pound chubs. That's what we do. We smoke all these chubs. You go look on our Facebook. You can see the whole process, how it's made. Go to my YouTube channel, my Butthole Free TV. You see how we manufacture our process. They no secret. We show you exactly what we do, start to finish. We show you this is butthole free, start to finish. Right. So you can buy a whole half chub, and what you do is that you smoke that, put that on a grill. You could smoke it. You could dice it up. Man, you could do whatever you want with that. So, like, that's what I'm selling to my restaurants. They slice it. They can put it on all kind of good stuff. We about to do something with a local po' boy shop.
Okay.
I'm not going to release who it's going to be yet. But,
you're dropping all kind of hints right there.
We dropping this bougie all over the place. And then the big thing going on right now, let's talk about this. So, right now, today.
Okay.
You can get bougie bologna shipped to your house nationwide. We are nationwide, girl.
From the website.
Yeah, so if you go to my website, if you're not from Lafayette, you got your partners out in California or wherever, and at Christmas you want to send them some bougie, hey, check this bougie out. You could do it right now.
At bougiebologna.com.
Yeah, you can check it out. So, right. So what it is, we partnered with Louisiana Crawfish Company.
Okay.
They out of Natchitoches, Louisiana. They sell
crawfish. A little farther north.
Yeah, but it's still Louisiana, babe.
Yep.
So they promote Louisiana, right? So let me tell you how this works. So Crawfish Company, they sell crawfish, of course, right? They got their own ponds. They got all these farmers. But they also sell all Louisiana products on their website, right? Smoked sausage, boudin balls. The list of products they have on their website is immense. Like, people from not from here want a taste of the South, what we're doing out here. You want to get you a taste of this bougie. You can order some right now. So check it out. So you can get there through my website. Take you to their website if you want to order some. And if you order $200, you get free shipping. So it's easy to rack up $200 on that website because they got all the good stuff.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So, bruh, wait to see what happens with this. So check it out. So the Crawfish Company has 1 million YouTube subscribers.
Okay. A million,
let me drop that on you. All right. And then they got 500,000 Facebook. And they ain't even made their first post yet. Like, that's about to drop. When this shit drops, I feel like I'm sitting here with a lighter. Like, lighting a stick of dynamite. And it's just about to explode, bruh. I'm telling you, I'm out here doing it. I keep trying to tell the people, and the more people see it, they're like, oh, what's this? They keep hearing, everybody I meet on the street, bro, I've been hearing about this bougie bologna. What's that is? We'll get you some. Try it out.
So, dude,
I'm going to the top.
What's crazy is the whole bologna thing is right up. Like, the branding works. It writes itself. The chub, it's so funny because
just wait till I drop my bougie rap song. They ain't ready, bro.
Okay, yeah, let's talk about that because I think that kind of stems from you mentioned your day job. So you do you have your recording environment
actually,
there.
The bougie man actually works on an oil rig.
Okay,
that's what the bougie man does.
Okay,
and I'm trying to get out this oil life. I've been doing it almost 20 years, man.
Wow.
This is crazy. And I'm seeing the writing on the wall, what's going to happen with this. I need y'all's support. Y'all want to help me? You want to put my kids through college? Come on, man. Let's blow this. It's fun to be part of this. Like, I'm telling a story. I'm the bougie man. Like, what's not to like about this? Give it a shot. Like, what's not to like about this?
What you need is...
I need some money. That's what I need.
That too. That too. Obviously.
Let's blow this up, y'all. I'm telling you. This is going to take off. This is going to catch legs because I know what this product is. And I know through a couple years of doing R&D and people trying this product, what's about to happen.
No, it's legit good.
It is legit.
It's very good.
The marketing is a whole lot of fun. But, you know, once you try the product, this ain't no bullshit. This ain't. Like, we doing it. We're not fronting here. Like, we're doing it.
Have you thought about, I know this is probably something that you may or may not do, but I like watching Shark Tank.
Okay. So I've seen every episode of Shark Tank.
Okay, good.
It's probably one of my favorite shows.
Oh, I love it.
So, yeah, dude, like, I envision the Bougie Man going on Shark Tank.
Okay.
I absolutely envision it. We got a ways to go before we get there. So, eventually, the goal is, my five-year goal, I'm hoping it's before then, but the goal is we're going to make a hot dog.
A hot dog.
We're going to make, I don't know what it's going to be called yet. Right now, it's called the Bougie Ball is what it's called. I don't know. That may not be good on a national level, but, yeah, we're gonna go to a national. We're going to branch regional. By the end of the year, we're going to be in New Orleans. We're going to be in Baton Rouge. We're going to be in Houma. We're going to be all over the state. Like, we coming. They ain't ready.
Like somebody said in the comments, they ain't ready.
I'm telling you. That's why I'm here. People keep saying, oh, well, this and that. Like, y'all ain't ready. I'm telling you. Y'all don't even know what I'm about to do. Anyway. So, yeah. So, the goal is that we get a big plant and we start knocking out some premium pork butthole-free hot dogs. And we just going to kill it. We're going to take over the nation.
So
you want to talk about Nathan's and all these other hot dogs? I'm going to give them a run for their money.
So, yeah, speaking of hot dogs, I do, whenever I go to buy hot dogs, whenever we were kids, usually, especially in the 90s, at least whenever, like, my prime kid time, we were fed the normal basic hot dog, which is usually bar S or whatever they call that, where the water, if you boil it, the water turns pink,
right.
You know, the pink weenies.
I've made a hot dog. I have the recipe. I'm ready to go. I just need somebody to make it for me.
Yeah.
At that scale. Well, that's later down the road. But more people are apt to try a hot dog than bologna, because that's my problem right now is just trying to educate the customer. So if you had my Bougie and your friend asked you about this Bougie, you need to tell them about it. You need to tell your people, tell your mom and them, call on the phone, call your aunt this and your Betty, whatever. Whatever.
Tell them you want to get a half chub.
Tell them. Say, hey, bro, this dude out here slanging his meat. You need to come check it out.
Speaking of meat, man, it'd be cool if you can get Drake on board.
Bro. let me tell you about that. So, look, I got my butthole-free TV, right? Like I said, y'all not ready for the commercials I'm about to make. I could tell you right now, but... I'm going to keep that a surprise. I got all a right. whole list of commercials we're about to shoot. And it's just comedy gold. We're going to blow up.
Oh, no, it's comedy gold all the... Look, I am genuinely laughing at the branding, and it's the 100% butthole free part. Like, the
it's on point.
The, like, little bougie man.
We ready.
Dude.
So what I'm going to do, I got my TikTok. I just kind of started dabbling with it. But I'm going to do something fun with that. So we're about to start doing these collabs, right? So I got my buddy. He's working on a butthole-free country song.
Okay. Right?
So what we're going to do, we're going to make all these songs. I'm going to come out with a Bougie Man album. We're going to drop an album. You go look at my Bougie Man Bourgeois. Go check out my Facebook, my profile pictures, my first album cover. It's called Straight Chubbin', what it's called. I'm out here in the Bougie Express. I got 312s in the back of that sucker. We bumping. We're gonna make a Bougie. Dude. I'm going to make a Bougie rap song. It's called Bougie Be Me. So okay. I'm reaching out to some people. I'm going to do some collabs. That's the... Oh, bro. So I'm trying to hook up with my boy Gino. I'm going to do a soul song.
Gino Delafosse?
No, Gino. What's his name? His soul singer. Sailor Mouth, bro. He's the best. I love the guy to death. So I'm going to make a song. If Bougie's wrong, I don't want to be right. Just take it back. We're gonna talk about this Bougie, man. Bro, it's going to be off the chain.
Yeah, so I'm looking at your website.
I need a Bougie Zydeco song. What I need to do, y'all holler at Cupid.
Yeah,
I saw him post something about Bougie, but hey, when's the last time he ate bologna? People tagging me, bro. Cupid.
So speaking of Cupid, right.
Let's do that Bougie shuffle.
Let's
do it.
Cupid posted a question about bologna, and it was, I saw the post and I was like, there's no question that he didn't hear about Bougie bologna, because why else would you ask about bologna?
He gonna find out.
Dude, gonna find out.
Come on, let's do it. What you waiting on? Holler at me. Holler. I want to do something with him. Like, so, I'm telling you, we're going to do this bougie bustle. It's going to, bro.
Yeah, yeah. So you can, bro. It's going to be the next, the line dance, right? Yeah.
Bro, even, I just want like a, give me a 30-second clip, bro. Holler. Holler. Holler to the bougie man. We're going to do it.
So just kind of going through your website, bougiebaloney.com. You got Because You Deserve Better Than Buttholes.
Because you
love
do.
That.
People ask me all the time. We really do. They say, why? You took the best part out. I like eating buttholes. I'm like, dude, you deserve better.
Nobody
than that.
Wants the buttholes. Come on.
It's about the children. You like feeding your children buttholes?
It's for like freaking children.
We do it for the kids. We do it for the kids, man. We need to get on with that. I guess today some dude made a post about, you know, he tried the product. He said it was awesome, but, you know, he said the same thing. Well, you took out the best part. Man, y'all wild. Y'all wilding out.
Right,
but try you something. I ain't scared. Try you something. Get back me.
So Made in Brew Bridge.
Yeah, fry that in the pan. Tell the bougie man about it. I know
premium smoked bologna, not that fake red ring stuff. That's what's up. I love it. That's made from up. Pork shoulder, not that mystery meat paste.
That's what's up.
I mean, dude, it's good. The website has a ton of images of the images I'm seeing, is that the uncooked? Can you eat it?
Yeah, let's talk about that.
Yeah.
All right. So any smoked sausage you get is going to say requires further cooking because the process to go to market with a fully cooked meat is a lot more stringent, right? But if you go buy some Richard's or Savoy's or whatever kind of smoked sausage you like, it's going to say that on the package. But are you gonna get a package? Are you gonna buy a link smoked sausage? You gonna just eat that on like a stick? No, you're gonna cook that. You're gonna fry that. You're gonna put it in something.
Yeah.
That's the way my product was made to be eaten, right? So my product is fully cooked. You can eat it just like it is. But as I like to say, I had to CYB cover my booty hole. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Cause it's just, you know, red tape and whatnot. But yeah, you can totally eat this cold, put it on a sandwich. You can put that on your bougie charcuterie board, whatever you're doing like that. But you need to fry that in a pan. Like that, if you want the bougie man's.
Yeah, if you want that goodness, because right now.
You got to trust in the bougie man. The bougie man is not going to steal
because
you.
Because bologna, even regular store-bought bologna, is better cooked.
Yeah, so that my product, you should. So it says on the package. It says it, fried at you. That's what it said.
Fried at you.
That's all what right. It says. Check it out. Man, they ain't ready for me.
Dude, I'm loving it,
bro. When I launched these rap songs and all this, watch next year I'm gonna be in the Mardi Gras parade. I'm gonna have my bougie rap song. We got better with my bougie.
Are you gonna be the Grand Marshal?
No, let's do it. I make my own parade. Let's do it.
Oh, you're gonna make your own parade? All right, all right.
I'm just proud of it. Yeah, I'm gonna go out to the Youngsville parade.
The bougie crew.
Yeah, y'all holla. I'm gonna have to do that next year. We're gonna throw bologna at people.
You're gonna throw half chubs at people?
No, just slices, like little frisbees.
Okay, little frisbees. All right.
Like this merch game is about to blow up. Like I got all kind of t-shirts and stuff. Yeah, you get a shirt too,
boy. My little boy, he's like, if you come give me one.
I got you a sticker. You want a half chub sticker? I got a sticker.
And then we got Catherine Lemoyne. She said, choo, with the fire emojis.
She know. The people that know, they know. If you know, you know.
Dude, people are loving
your
meat.
The word's getting around. I'm telling you. Once people try it.
Get that thick meat.
Bruh, they don't know.
Dude, okay.
This shit is blowing up, dude. Like this last month has been crazy.
You've been everywhere.
Medium blitz. Next K-Ball, we doing it.
We scheduled this podcast about a month and a half or so ago. Give or take. And you've been on News 15. Yep. You've been on Chris Logan's show. You've been on several other places. Where have you been going so far to talk about the butthole free bologna?
Yeah, so like Planet Radio, I'm the official sponsor of Planet Radio. Shout out Chris Logan, I love him. He's talking about my product. Man, I'm about to start being a popular man. People are gonna be calling the bougie man.
The bougie man, bourgeois.
They want in on this bougie bustle. We're doing big things. Like y'all come holler to me. Let's blow this up. Next time I go on K-Bone, we're going to talk about that. We're going to spread that all around. When people hear about this butthole-free meat, they're going to see. They're going to learn.
So looking at your logo, you have Rockin' Whiskey Kitchen. Yeah. What is that about?
Well, so see what happened with it. So when this started, that was my first little Instagram page where I focused on my cooking, on my barbecue and all that. That's why it's the Rockin' Whiskey Kitchen. So the bougie man, late at night, he hangs up his hat, and he also plays in a rock and roll band around Lafayette. Right? So, and that's Vermilion Whiskey.
Okay.
I'll give a plug on Vermilion Whiskey. That's the Reverend Brown. Right, that's my other stage name. When I get on stage with the guitar, that's the Reverend.
The Reverend, all the Reverend. Right,
that's
right.
His stage name. It's all about branding.
Yeah, no, you got that down pat, man. Yeah.
So anyway, so that was the Rockin' Whiskey Kitchen. It all kind of started from that.
Yeah,
it grew legs. So actually, yesterday I just dropped off the money to the lawyers. We're about to get our federal copyright soon. I'll sleep much better once that's done because, bro, this is gonna be nationwide. I have no doubt that if I do this right. And my Acadiana people, my Lafayette people pump me up. All my people I got behind me pushing me to the top. We're going to do it. They ain't no stopping me. The people that have been seeing this media blitz this week, mm-hmm. this wasn't a fluke. Like, I've been planning this for a while.
Oh, you've been pushing, for sure.
Like, now the handcuffs come off. Now we can now we can make thousands of pounds of this stuff. Now we can roll. Like, we going into grocery stores. We about to ship this stuff. We shipping nationwide, cuz.
I know, man.
We shipping nationwide, like, right now. This is blowing up. Like,
that is.
I never thought I'd be out here hustling butthole free meat. I never would have thought.
But I know. And it's only been 2 years since you started it, right?
I really think. But that wasn't even at a commercial scale, right? So
no, you were just R&D and a lot of messing around with it.
The day after Christmas,
mm-hmm.
we launched at Brodersburg. That was our soft launch, dipping our toes in the water. Then
That was last year, like 2023, like, yeah.
We're a month old, cuz.
Yeah, God.
We're a month old.
So the 2 years has been in progress of development and our research. And then, so you officially just launched, not even barely a month ago.
Yeah, our commercial product, we just launched right after Christmas, start of the new year. I went on Planet Radio. I went go tell the people. I said, look, I'm coming. Some people, you know, took it serious, but I think they're about to take it serious now.
Oh, yeah. No, they you're out. Right?
When I first approached you, what was your thought about this bougie baloney nonsense?
When you first approached me, I loved it at first because the 100% butthole free part really, really grabbed onto me because that's one of the things that prevents me from wanting to buy baloney as an adult.
Right.
As a kid, you know, when you are younger and you're part of a bigger family, your parents got to do what they got to do to make ends meet and to feed their kids. And bologna, I know especially in the 90s and the early 2000s, bologna was a staple in the household.
Yeah.
We had bologna sandwiches all the time.
I eat bologna straight out the fridge, bro.
Yeah, like I love the sandwich spread. I like that. I like the mayonnaise with the relish in it. I like that. But some people, I know you and Chris Logan were talking about, do you put mustard on it, mayo, all this good stuff. He goes, mayonnaise. I say mayonnaise.
Yeah. I don't know how I feel about that. I have mixed feelings about the way he says mayonnaise.
Hey, you know what, Chris Logan? That's on you.
But you're from Church Point. You're from Church Point.
Yeah, we'll forgive you. You're close enough. But yeah, so my true thoughts was like, I thought it was an instant great idea. I was like, I don't understand why our local meat, specialty meats people here already did not.
Yeah, well, that's why I'm about to trademark this. Y'all better not be out there trying to make no butthole free bologna. That's the
bougie man's thing. Yeah, you need to make sure.
That's the bougie man's thing.
I think you're coming out the gate strong and hard already with the half chub.
They're not ready for me, bro.
I think it's good. And I just had another bite of it. It is really good. It has that like that could, essence of a sausage.
Yeah, it's like a smoked sausage.
Man. Yeah.
We're about to do a Cajun turkey, bro. I'm really excited about that.
What I want to do.
We're about to start doing
put that in a gumbo.
Yeah, I've done it. When the first time I told my wife, put that in your etouffee, she wanted to slap me. I was like, just trust me. Put that in there. I put that in my gumbo, my white beans. Go check out the website. I got recipes. I'm about to start a whole YouTube channel. I'm going to set up my kitchen. I'm coming for you, Cajun Ninja. I'm coming for you, Keto Chef. We're going to cook up some bougie. We're going to do it.
So I'm going to pull up the website real quick here so that I can show you guys, the website.
Yeah, go to the YouTube. It's just kind of starting.
So this is the website here. I'm going to scroll down a little bit. You can kind of see. You got all the information that we're talking about. You can see some photos of the, I don't want to say the raw product.
Go check
but
out
the,
my meat. Go check it out.
Yeah, you can go check out some pictures of his meat.
Yeah, I'll show you the whole process.
This ain't Drake meat. This is bougie meat.
I'll show you the whole process. How we make it. There's no secrets in this stuff. We show you exactly why it's butthole free, why it's bougie.
And you can see where to get it and all that good stuff.
Man, they ain't ready. Next month, dude, this is about to pop off. I'm telling you, we're about to blow this up. And I need y'all's help. Y'all tell your people about bougie baloney. They're going to be hearing about it. And then I don't know what's going to happen when they start doing this shipping. Like, when they start promoting this shipping, I don't know what's going to happen. I might have something way bigger than I thought. I really think it's possible.
Oh no, I think you got an instant winner on your hands here. So we had another comment. I'll pull it up just a second here. So Tyler Malonsaw, yeah. Dude got that good meat for show. Grab line from Brodus Burgers.
They know.
There you go.
I'm telling you. So for the longest time, I had people asking, where can I get it? Because I was always sold out. Like, I couldn't even make enough of this stuff. I couldn't do it.
How much bougie bologna do you make? What's your quantity that you make whenever you make it?
So when I was making it at the house, I got up to 400 pounds is what I got up to.
At your house?
At my house, cuz. Oh, my Lord. So last year, I made 1,000 pounds of bologna just at my house.
Goodness.
Working with kids and a family and a job and a band. That's what I did. It's crazy. But now we commercial, man. So you're
slinging the meat.
I'm not going to tell you the numbers yet, because I don't know the numbers until we launch these commercial grocery stores, how much of this bougie we about to move. But
right.
I want it to be a problem for Comos to make my product. If I get to that point where we're moving that much bougie, where they can't make that much bougie, watch out. I ain't gonna be working.
So Comos is considered your co-packer.
That's my co-pack. That's my people. Shout out. The first time I went there, it was like family. So I grew up down the Brookwich Highway, right? I grew up making boudin and cracklings with my grandpa. Like, this is Louisiana as it gets, right? And for me to be able to make my product in Brobridge, Louisiana, which is a special place in my heart. Like, Brobridge is a pretty special place. And, you know, my grandpa from Sicilia, this is all family, right? So when I walk in there, who knows? We might be related to some of the people
probably.
That's my bougie crew. I got all the shirt sizes today. We're going to make a whole bougie crew, man. We're going to blow this up.
Dude, I'm loving it.
They're not ready. I'm telling you, they're not ready for the bougie man. The bougie man.
Dude.
I'm having so much fun right now.
I can tell. You're on a roll.
Hype. I'm just hyped. This week has just been crazy. I've been going to all these grocery stores. I walk in there. You should see the looks on their face. When the bougie man walk in there with his alligator skin boots, his bougie man belt buckle, walk in there with
a
cowboy.
They're like, who is this character
the hell
here?
Is this? The people watching right now, tuning in on Facebook, who the hell is this cat in his cowboy hat? Who the hell is bougie man bourgeois? Y'all going to find out. They're not ready. I'm telling you.
Look, as they say, mess around and find
out.
That's
what we doing.
Look, so we're going to come to a close here. We're at 45 minutes. You didn't think we can make 45 minutes, but we did.
I guess I could give a whole seminar on bougie bologna.
Look, once you get on a roll, I can tell you're on it. Where can people right now, so that we can close out, where can people that are listening or watching get a taste of your meat?
Yeah, go ask them about my half chub. You could go right now, 7 days a week, get yourself at Rhoda's Burgers, Congress Street, College Saloon. You go to Fresh Pickens, 7 days a week, open 7 a.m. So, and then at Carchers and Scott, Carchers and Cross Springs. And then actually this weekend, we're going to be out at Carchers and Scott. We're going to be out at Fresh Pickens. I'm going to be out there with the bougie boy himself. We're going to be out there, and the bougie man, we'll be slamming up samples. So if you want to come sit, you want to come take a picture with the bougie man, come holler.
And I'm going to.
I'll let you know. I'll be posting soon what time I'm going to be out there.
I'm going to connect my camera on my phone real quick here.
And then the next thing coming, so check this out. I'm about to start a Facebook group. All right? It's going to be called.
A Facebook group?
Yeah, it's going to be called the Butthole Free Club.
All
right. Right? So come join the Butthole Free Club, and you could win special prizes. Right? So what I'm going to do, we're going to be giving away a half chub every month. Right?
A half chub?
Every month.
Giving it away?
And then eventually, we're going to give away, free bologna for a year or something. Right? But that's the next step. We're about to do this Facebook group. So I brought my little bougie boy today. That's this little
there
bougie
you go.
Boy.
Right? You see that?
Tell me that ain't the cutest darn thing you ever seen. Yeah. All right. So what I'm going to do with that is we're going to give away one specialty item.
Okay.
Something you can't buy. I'm going to have shirts and all this fun stuff, but this is going to be a prize. I'm making bougie prizes.
Bougie prizes. All right. I'm listening.
So I'm going to give away a bougie boy. Right. Okay. We're going to come out with a lunchbox. We'll come out with an action figure. Bruh, it's going to be just ridiculous. Anything I could put butthole free on. I'm going to just do it just so I can put butthole free on. This stuff is hilarious.
Why am I? Okay. Sorry if my video feeds froze. I just pulled up my phone here. I'm going to put it on the bougie meat here.
Yeah, show them my meat, bro. All right, I got all these stickers. I got this Have a Bougie Day.
That's his meat.
I got guitar picks. I got pins. I got keychains, bro. We'll make patches.
Asking me about my half chub. I mean, Yeah.
Bro, this is about to blow up. This is about to blow up.
All right, let me see if I can get my cameras back on here. Just give me one.
So shout out to my people. When we reshare this, y'all share that. Tell everybody about the Bougie Man and what we're doing down here in South Louisiana. We changing the game. Y'all ain't ready.
All right, they ain't ready. Man, look, so in the middle of me trying to get my cameras onto your meat here, it froze. So my phone right here is the camera.
There you go. Well, shout out to you. Thanks for having me. I had a blast talking about my meat today.
Dude, I love it. Everybody, y'all go check out Bougie Bologna.
We everywhere. On TikTok, we on YouTube, we on Instagram, we on
There's
Facebook.
There's a website.
We everywhere.
Yeah,
BougieBologna.com. Instagram, check me out.
Facebook, YouTube. Go check them out. I wish I could have my cameras back on, but we're wrapping up. Mr. Bougie Man.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you for coming on.
Thank you, sir.
All right. One more last look at the Bougie meat. I mean, look at that stuff.
Bro, you can't. They ain't ready.
Bennett, do you want to try some Bougie meat?
Oh, yeah. Get him. Want to try a piece?
Want to try a piece?
Want to try a little piece of that? Get you a little bite. Get you a little bite. You going to like it. It's good. Yeah, my kids love it.
All right. This is my little boy. He's. It smells like bacon.
Yeah, you like bacon?
It's the same thing. It's made from bacon.
You like bacon?
Go ahead and try it.
Try a little piece.
Get you like a little small little piece.
You like bologna or ham? We do it for the kids.
There's a small piece right here.
Yeah, get you a little piece. Just a little bite.
Right there.
Yeah, get you a little bite. We do it for the kids, man. You go on my site, you could find my kids. It's all about the kids. We can't be having these kids eating buttholes.
What do you think?
That's good, bud, huh?
You like it?
Oh, yeah, he like it. You see that smile? Yeah, he licking his mouth now.
All right.
We do it for the kids. I'm telling you. Like, I know kids are picky eaters, man. You go buy your pack. It's $12 a pound. It has right? Yeah, it's a whole. You can get a whole pound. That'll feed the whole family for $12. Get you some Evangeline Mary. Get you some Bougie Bologna. Fry that up in the pan. And y'all hit me up. Tell me what you think of that. I know what's about to happen.
Love it. Look, man, I was nervous to show my little boy eating because he's very picky.
Exactly.
He's like very picky.
My kids are picky. Oh, it's so bad. Every day they change their mind, what they like, what they don't like. But one thing they like is my Bougie Bologna. We do it for the kids.
Love it. All right, man. Well, Mr. Bougie Man Bourgeois, thank you for coming on to the podcast. Everybody that's listening and watching, go to the BougieBologna.com. Great local guy.
Bougie,
doing big things.
It's Bougie, baby. We do it.
Yeah.
We ain't talking about it. We do it.
Go try his meat. Ask him about a half chub. Go to Broda's Burger. Go to Karchner's. Go Fresh Pickens. All those places. Get your meat. Does it come in a big like log, or
it's sliced per pound. Right now I'm almost out. We're about to make some more. I just made almost 700 pounds. We're almost out. Cause
awesome.
This stuff's flying. Like we doing it. Yeah. Get you. It comes in a pack. 12 slices to a pack. Thick cut bologna. Fry that in a pan. You won't regret it.
Love it. All right. Well, doing big bougie things in 2024.
Keeping it bougie, baby. We bringing it back. We bringing bougie back.
I can't wait to see what connections you make.
Bruh. Holla at me, Cupid, Cajun Ninja. Let's do it.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man. It's going to blow up.
I'm telling you. We're going to do it.
That is it, man. I like I said, I appreciate you coming out, showing me your meat.
Yeah.
And let me get a little taste. And I wish you good luck with it. I think you're going to blow up.
He's coming back for more. He wants some more bougie.
Yeah. Are you getting another piece?
Yeah, he getting another
piece. Dude.
I'm telling y'all. Y'all just give it a shot. This ain't what?
What?
This ain't the bologna you think of. We changing. Like, once you try, you know what we're doing. Give it a shot.
That right there. If that's not a testimonial, my little boy went back for another piece. Yes. This little guy swears up and down that chicken nuggets is the end-all, be-all of food. And he just went back for seconds of Bougie Bologna.
It's bougie, baby.
Love it. Again, man, great having you on. Guys, check out Bougie Bologna. Go to the website. That's all I can say, man.
That's the proof in the pudding. Y'all go try it. Holla at Bougie Man. I know you're going to like it. I know what's about to happen. Just get you some.
All right. Y'all have a good one, guys. We'll see y'all on the next one. Mr. Bougie Man, thank you.